Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. Lee here, and guess what? Summer is over! Which means it's almost time to leave this deserted island that we crashed on at the beginning of the summer. Which means it's time to pack up all our stuff. So I guess I'll just wander around my luxury treehouse here in the jungle and start packing up my suitcases. Let's see, let's get one of the suitcases out here and put it on the bed. Okay. All right, let's get packing. First, I'm going to pack up this computer that I carved out of fresh coconuts. And next, I'm going to pack up this computer that I carved out of fresh pineapple. Oh, I might as well take along the computer that I carved out of fresh mangoes as well. Oh, and here's all the tiny sun hats that the billions of probiotics wore on the beach. Oh, and here's some of my clothes. I'll put those in there. And some of my shoes, I'll pack those up. And some of Peter's clothes and Peter's shoes. Oh, Peter and I are the same size, so, you know, I borrow his clothes a lot. Oh, and here's a small diary. Wait a second. This looks like Rachel's pet lamb's diary. I didn't realize Rachel's pet lamb wrote in a diary. I didn't even know that lambs could write in a diary. I know it's wrong. I know I shouldn't do it, but still, I'm really tempted to open this up and read it. Maybe just a peek? What? Nothing! Rachel's pet lamb, what are you doing here in my luxury treehouse?
To my head.
If you like action, make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Okay, well, I was just wondering. No, I wasn't about to read your diary. Okay, fine, I was. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I know it's wrong. But I was just so curious because you're so cool and I know almost nothing about you. I know a lot about Peter and I know a lot about Megan and Rollo and Siegfried and Rachel. Well, not Rachel. There's actually a lot I don't know about Rachel, but I know some things about Rachel. But still, you are so mysterious, aloof, guarded, serene, regal, refined, stately, wonderful, medium-sized, well-groomed. All these things, okay! Okay, I confess. I'm a really big fan of yours. And I would love it if we could be pals. If we could be friends. You know? Because I wonder sometimes, like, what are you up to? What are you grazing on right now? Where are you grazing? How are you grazing? Do you have, like, special teeth that you use to graze? Because chewing grass is harder than it looks. I know, Peter has tried. Well, what do you think? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. I can do that. Then we are agreed. Well, why don't I make it up to you with a brand new, previously unreleased story? This first story comes to us from an author in Switzerland whose name is Anne. And Anne's story is called The Silly Monster Problem.
And here's your town's weather for today. It was supposed to be just hot, but now it's very, very hot, and no one is sure why. Honestly, it's far too hot to deal with things. Signing off, I'm Todd Rod, doing nothing today.
Whoa, it is very, very hot at the park today. Oh, hey, look, all my friends are just laying around.
Hi, Anne. Oh, my ball rolled all the way over there, and it's very, very hot, and I just can't deal with it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so hot too, but okay, here you go.
Wow, thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. Bye.
Anne, do you see this pile of trash I'm sitting on from the picnic I just had? Could you just, like, deal with it? I'm so hot.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, but,
Here we go.
Oh, okay, got it. Sure, bye.
Anne, my bird Marvin is on the loose, and I would look for him, but it's very, very hot. Could you deal with it?
Yeah, I'll definitely look for your bird. Whoa. What was that? Did anyone else feel that rumble?
Doing a great job, man. Just keep it up.
No, guys. I mean, thank you, but I asked if anyone heard that rumble. It's a monster with floppy ears, and its tail is fire. That's why it's so very, very hot. Someone has to get that monster to go away.
I vote Anne.
Second.
Third.
No, but I'm already dealing with so many things. Look at the trash in my hands. Look, you know, it's about time someone else did something around here.
Oh, wow, I would, but...
Yeah, it's just, like, so hot.
When do you need to know by?
Okay, of course. Yep, I'm the one who has to deal with this. All right, I will get rid of the monster myself. Here I go. Excuse me, monster?
Huh?
What do you want?
Oh, I ran out of milk.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I was about to enjoy my monster chunks of oat cereal like I do every mid-afternoon, and then I realized I didn't have milk!
Ugh, I hate that.
Isn't it the worst?
Hey, where do you live?
Above the clouds.
Oh! Have you ever heard of the Milky Way?
Yeah, of course I heard of the Milky Way. And I totally know what it is, but hey, why don't you explain it to me as if I don't?
Okay, the Milky Way is a river of milk.
Oh, is that what it is?
There's your solution. The Milky Way has all the milk you could ever want.
Hey, I'm a monster. My tail's literally made of fire, but that's cool. Thank you, Anne. I will go to the Milk River. And my monster chunks of oats will finally be edible again! Hey, do you want me to deal with that recycling for you?
Oh my gosh, yes, that'd be great. I forgot I was even holding on to it. Thank you, here you go.
My pleasure. You just, you know, you're holding it the whole time.
Sorry.
Recycling's important.
Very important.
And composting, do you compost?
No, not yet, but you know what, I'm looking into it.
Yeah, bring it to the town square. These guys know, these town people, they know about it.
You know what, I bet you're hungry. You better get to that Milky Way.
You're right. Goodbye!
Wow! That monster jumped through the clouds in a single leap! That is very impressive.
Man, you actually got that monster and its fiery tail to go away.
Yeah, and it's not very, very hot anymore. It's just
hot.
Anne, you're my hero.
It was nothing.
No, Anne, it was definitely something.
Whoa, the mayor?
Yes, it's me, the mayor of this town. And I've come all the way out of my triple air-conditioned office to this park I've never actually been to on this very, very hot day to say, thank you, Anne, for dealing with the monster, because I definitely did not want to.
No one did.
Well, you know, in life, you have to deal with things, or they won't get better.
Amazing, Anne. Just amazing. Attention, town. From this day forward, this day will be known as Anne Day.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray! Anne, look at me! I'm swimming in the Milky Way! Just gliding through this river of milk! Oh, it feels so cold! And you know, honestly, I haven't showered in a long time. It's nice to be in this milk. Hey, Anne, do you know how to get milk out of floppy ears? Oh, wait. Maybe I just, never mind. I got it! Cannonball!
Hey, Mayor, is that where we get our milk?
Oh, gross. I hope not.
The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Thank you.
This next story is also previously unreleased, and it comes to us from a second grader in Colorado named Jacob. And Jacob's story is called Will Wants 300 Bucks.
Welcome to the Great Stories of History. Each great achievement in life starts with a dream that becomes fulfilled through hard work and perseverance. This is the story of Will.
Hi, everybody. I'm Will, and I have a dream of someday having 300 bucks. Think of it, me with 300 bucks. And I'll have it soon, too. I'm starting my first day of work down here by the stream.
Ahoy, kid. Are you Will?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to work?
Yes, sir!
Great! You'll be working on this here zebra muscle machine. A fearsome machine it is. Pull this lever and it sucks the zebra muscles right out from the bottom of the stream.
Wow! How do you use it?
I literally just told you.
Oh, okay. Well then, I'll see you at the end of the day. It's the end of the day, and now to get paid!
Great job, kid! Here's your dollar!
$1? But my dream is to have $300. This will take forever.
Oh, so it's money you're after. Well, kid, maybe I need to become a doctor. There's a hospital down the road with a help wanted sign in the window.
Well then, buddy, it sounds like I'm off to the hospital.
Hello, welcome to the hospital. What can I do for you?
Oh, hi. I'm looking to become a doctor.
The only doctor job available at the moment is performing surgeries, but it's with a machine.
Oh, I worked with a machine in my last job.
Oh, well, right this way. There's a patient all ready for you in this room.
An easy patient?
No, a really bad one.
Oh, I don't know about this.
They're so bad, it'll pay $100 if you cure them.
$100? Nurse! I guess I'm gonna do it!
And do it, Will did. And for helping the seriously bad patient, Will got $100. Then he had a day off. The day after that, he helped another seriously bad patient, receiving another $100. Then the next patient wasn't as serious, so he got $30. Then on the fourth day...
Great job in surgery today, Will. Thanks for coming in even when it's raining.
No problem, nurse.
Here's your pay for the day. Let's see. This patient was a little worse than yesterday, but not super serious, so... $60.
$60?
What's wrong, Will?
Oh, well, I'm just $10 short of my dream of having 300 bucks.
Will, let's make that dream come true today. Here's another $10.
Wow! Thank you so much! Look at me with 300 bucks! Now to go to the toy store!
Welcome to the Toyster, sir. What can I get you?
Well, shopkeeper, I'd like your biggest, best, shiniest robot, please.
Very good, sir. Here you are. That will be $230.
Well, here's 300 bucks.
All right, and here is your $70 of change.
Whoa, I still have 70 bucks. Give me that toy over there, then.
Well, sir, that's actually the mop I use to clean the store. It's not really for
I'll give you 70
sale.
Bucks for it.
It's all yours.
Woohoo!
And so Will went home, flush with victory of achieving his dream of having 300 bucks. But as he sat in his home, playing with his robot and mop, he wasn't content to stop there. He stood up and said,
"You know what? There's gotta be more to life than this. There's gotta be more money I can earn out there. I know. I'll guarantee my financial success. I'll go to art school!"
Hello, young man. I am your art professor.
Hi, professor. Hey, thanks for teaching me all about art, but I have one question.
Yeah?
How will I know if I've made truly great art?
Oh, I'll give you a report card. That's how you'll know.
Okay, makes sense. Let me paint something for you here. Okay, I'm just gonna put a little paint there, and a little paint there, and a little more there, and one more dot there. Okay, what do you think of my masterpiece?
You know what? I'll let this report card say it for me.
Uh-oh. It's a report card. I'm gonna open it up. I'm gonna read what's inside when I open it up. It's an A+. Wow!
That's right. In fact, I want this painting hanging in the halls of the school forever. Allow me to present to you this check for 70 bucks.
70 whole bucks! Wow!
And so Will invested that $70 in purchasing a new broom from the cleaning store.
What a great broom!
Will swept and swept and swept his house.
It's you and me, broom.
He swept for over an hour.
Getting my money's worth out of this broom.
Until his house was shining clean.
Woo! Oh man, what a clean house. But I can't just keep this clean house to myself. Hey, sea captain, nurse, shopkeeper, art teacher, get in here! I just baked fresh cookies.
Thanks, Will.
Great cookies, Will.
Yeah?
Way to bake, Will.
Yeah?
Why, these cookies taste like...
Yeah?
A million bucks!
Hey, that gives me an idea!
Oh no, the end.
And finally, we have a new version of one of our favorite songs from last season. Here, from a first grader in New York named Charlotte, is Star.
Every night, stars shine bright to make pictures in the sky, shining their light on the earth below from their gallery on high. Stars pushing past, so to not be the last of their friends to join up for the night, leaving me here shining all alone while others make magic with light. But I am just a solitary star, not nearly
listening to today's episode. Stay tuned for next week when we have a really, really exciting announcement. You don't want to miss it. We'll see you then. Bye!